three.
Happy and creative.
That's right. We are happy and creative. We are Imagine Core Labor Sources only radio show. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And today we have a very special show for everyone who is listening. It is October, so what holiday is here, you guys?
Halloween.
Exactly. Halloween is here.
It's also called All Hallows Eve.
Or All Hallows Eve. Very good, Phil. Nicely done. So quickly, before we start, can we all just say hi and introduce ourselves? Sir, to my left over here, what's your name?
My name is Philip.
Oh.
And what's your name, sir?
My name, Austin Leo.
Austin. What about you?
Bruce.
Bruce is here. Sir?
Scott.
Nice. What about ma'am in the back?
Mandy.
What about you? What's your name?
Eric.
Eric. And sir?
My name is Frank.
Frank is here. Okay, so we're all in here. We're in the green studio today. It's kind of tight quarters in here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of a tight squeeze, but we're managing.
That's
but guys, I would like to talk about Halloween. So we're kind of sitting around almost like we're sitting at a campfire. And what kind of stories are told around campfires?
Well,
I got to go on myself.
Well, what kind of stories?
Scary stories.
That's right,
scary,
Phil.
Boogie stuff.
Scary, spooky, boogeyman type stories. So I was thinking today we could make our own scary story by adding little elements one by one. Does that sound good to you guys?
About part one, too.
Maybe you'll add two parts. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that? Yeah. Okay, I like that. So I'm going to start us out, guys.
Too bad we don't have a newspaper. I could simulate the sound of the campfire.
Oh, that would be really cool. Well, if you want to add vocalizations to this recording, like if I say, oh, it's really windy out, and someone kind of goes, exactly, Frank, that's awesome.
Sorry.
We can definitely do that. Give me 1 second, Austin. Okay. So we're going to tell this scary story and hopefully creep some people out. Are we excited about this?
I hope so, too.
I'm really scared now.
All right. Are you kind of scared right now already?
Yeah.
Just remember, we're just having fun here. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start it out. This is the beginning of... This is my scary voice. Does that sound pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay, I try. I don't know.
You're good.
One night, a long time ago, there was an old man who was sitting all alone in his house in a rocking chair going back and forth, back and forth. A storm started outside.
Nice.
And he heard a knock, knock, knock at the door. And at the door was Phil.
Mr. Donald Trump.
Oh, talk about scary. Keep going.
He was soliciting to be president of the USA.
And the old man, seeing Donald Trump at his front door, screamed and said,
"Boo!
Boo!" and scared the pants right off of Donald Trump. What happened next, Frank?
Let's say it this way. Donald Trump has disgusting politics. And he thought maybe he could have his wife open his big mouth, having a lot of problems.
Inside of Donald Trump's big mouth, a bunch of snakes and bugs came flying out into the old man's house. Now, Donald Trump says, "I got you good," and runs away. And this old man is sitting here in this house full of bugs and snakes. What does he do, Mandy?
He says, "Oh, my God."
He says, "Oh, my gosh. These bugs and snakes are everywhere." How does he clean them up, Bruce?
I don't know about the bugs, but the snakes, he shoots them.
He shoots them with his... Austin?
Well,
what does he shoot the snakes with?
gun?
A gun. But the gun doesn't shoot bullets out. It shoots...
marshmallows!
Marshmallows at the snake. And the snakes begin... The snakes begin slithering away. Just then, another... at the door. And the old man walks up, opens the door, and standing at the door is a big, terrible...
spider!
Spider! Is this spider a normal-sized spider, or is it...
the animal.
It's huge?
No, it's an insect.
It's an insect. It is an animal. It's an insect?
Yeah.
Now, can you describe this spider, Scotty? Oh, what does it look like?
Hillary Rodham Clinton. Eight legs.
Eight legs. Big. What else, buddy?
And that had poison in them.
Oh, poison. And how does he get the poison out?
I don't know.
What do you think, Phil? How does this, the big, huge arachnid get his poison out?
He farts it out.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my gosh. All right. Eric,
what?
The old man gets the poison on his skin, and it starts to burn his skin. Tss, what does the old man scream?
Ah!
Ah!
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my gosh! Excellent, Eric. That was so good. And so he runs to the bathroom, but... waiting for him in the bathroom is a long and terrible Bruce. What do you think? Mandy, what's waiting in the bathroom?
A ghost.
A ghost, and the ghost says...
Don't eat too much at Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. I got a tummy ache. Help me, Mama. I just gave a ghost.
The old man heeds the ghost's advice and doesn't eat at Taco Bell and goes running out of his door away from the house. He runs into a dark forest. And in the dark forest, he finds a...
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Is waiting for him there. And she says... What does she say, Scott?
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you. And the old man says, well, hey, how you doing? Good to see you too, Hillary.
Hey, Harry, what are you doing? Trying to kick him in football?
Yeah, what are you doing in this Vince forest over here? You playing a little football?
Yep.
Luckily, the old man and Hillary are friends. They grab hands, and they go skipping into the darkness.
And no more money.
And they have no more money.
Yep.
The end. And so now I'd like to turn this over to Frank. Frank, what is the moral of this story? What's the overlying, what lesson did we learn of the tale of the old man getting three knocks at the door?
This old man has, let's get started. This is most easy to make it easier this way.
Sure, make it easier for us.
This old man has medical problems.
Uh-oh.
But he has lost his hearing. And most of it is so funny. He has lost his false teeth. And false teeth, possibly his, I call it, a saucer on a glass and cleans false teeth in a glass.
This old man seems to have a lot of medical issues.
Yeah.
So seeing a couple ghosts, Donald Trump and Hillary probably didn't help. Phil, what's the moral of the story here?
That an entertainer and promoter of You're Fired should never be hired as president.
Oh, my.
And that's Donald Trump.
We are just staying. Let's just stay away from politics and stick to Halloween. How about that, guys?
That's sweet.
Do we all want to say happy Halloween to all of our listeners?
Well, happy Halloween.
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 Oh. Happy Halloween, friends. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.